says cybersecurity is a serious threat and requires vigilance and cooperation from all stakeholders. And in global news, thousands of Palestinians are continuing to flee Gaza City a day after Israel said it had begun a major ground offensive aimed at occupying the city.
9,000 News, all day, every day.
With the news in detail, my name is Anish Kumbi Founder. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has warned consumers to be cautious when transacting with online businesses, citing concerns over unfair trade practices and scams. Senior Public Relations Officer Florence Laza says the commission has identified red flags to watch out for, including comments or feedback sections turned off, negative reviews, lack of physical address or contact information, and requests for unrelated personal information. Laza has urged consumers to be vigilant and report suspicious online business activities to ensure a safe and fair trading environment. She has warned individuals engaged in scams and fair trade practices to cease and desist, as the law will take its course against those found wanting. The government has expressed concern over the water challenges in Chipili district of Lwakhula province due to its hilly terrain, which makes it difficult for residents to access water. The district administrative officer, Katele Lembwe, welcomed support from the European Union and civil society organizations, including People in Need and the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, to address the issue. Lengwe emphasized that collaboration is essential to resolve the challenges, as government alone cannot develop the district. The European Union has placed support, including a 50 million euro initiative for early childhood education and youth engagement in selected districts in Lwakhula province. The Drug Enforcement Commission has intensified its operations against illicit drug activities, resulting in significant seizures and arrests in Kapiwe and Livingstone districts. According to Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere, the commission uprooted and destroyed 44 tons of abandoned fresh cannabis plants in the Chifwema area of Kapiwe district. Mawere says four suspects were arrested in connection with trafficking and possession of cannabis, with some also found in possession of firearms and game animals. And in a separate operation in Livingstone, officers seized 50 kilograms of high-grade cannabis hidden in a South African registered truck. Government has flagged off the distribution of 119 Constituency Development Fund ambulances. In a speech read on his behalf by local government minister Gift Sialubalo, President Hale Ndehilema says this will enhance health service delivery across the country. And President Hichilema has also tasked local authorities to oversee the utilization of the ambulances and ensure they are serviced on time and serve the right purpose. Meanwhile, Health Minister Elijah Mutima says the ambulances will lighten challenges that health workers in rural areas face. Dr. Mutima notes that the ambulances will service all health facilities in the country equally.
The top accurate business news on Lusaka Radio 97.7.
In business news, the latest Zambia 2025 annual banking industry survey report has revealed that cybersecurity has become the top concern in the sector. The report done by PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC Zambia, indicates that this is due to increasing digitalization of banking services and integration with mobile network operators, payment gateways, and utility providers. Speaking at the launch of the report, Bank of Zambia Governor Danny Kadiadia says cybersecurity is a serious threat that requires vigilance and cooperation from all stakeholders. Then PwC country senior partner Andrew Chibuye notes that Zambia's GDP is projected to grow by 6.6% in 2025, driven by mining, agriculture and energy.
The top international news.
In foreign news, thousands of Palestinians are continuing to flee Gaza City a day after Israel said it had begun a major ground offensive aimed at occupying the city. Amid large-scale bombing overnight, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says El Ranitis Children's Hospital was targeted in three separate attacks, forcing half of its patients and their families to flee. The Israeli military said it was looking into the report. Earlier, it was announced that it had struck more than 150 terror targets across Gaza City in 2 days.
9774.
Chinese Sports News, former Arsenal footballer Thomas Partey has denied raping two women and sexually assaulting a third woman. The Ghanaian midfielder pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of rape and 1 charge of sexual assault when he appeared at Southwark Crown Court. The alleged offences took place between 2021 and 2022 when the 32-year-old regularly played in the Premier League. He was charged 4 days after leaving the North London club following the expiration of his contract at the end of June.
9.7 News, all day, every day.
Wake up on our top stories as we end the news this evening. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has warned consumers to be cautious when transacting with online businesses, citing concerns over unfair trade practices and scams. Bank of Zambia Governor Danny Kalialia says cybersecurity is a serious threat that requires vigilance and cooperation from all stakeholders. And in foreign news, thousands of Palestinians are continuing to flee Gaza City a day after Israel said it had begun a major ground offensive aimed at occupying the city. I'm Anish Kumbi.
The news, all day, every day.